I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Indonesia is experiencing a rise in Islamic extremism. FMI's Bruce Allen was in the country over the summer.
You'll see Muslim clerics in the mosques that are known for their radical ideology, inciting the people of those mosques or Muslims in the community to do violence. I've seen that happen on a number of occasions where the Muslim clerics are demanding that the Muslims of the community rise up against Christians and churches and attack them.
But the rise in Islamic extremism is also coming from another source. Saudi Arabia has established schools and mosques in Indonesia that teach this extremism. Even non-Sunni Muslims are being caught in the crosshairs of Islamic extremism. So please pray for the protection of Christians in Indonesia and for Islamic extremists to come to Christ. Next, Abkhazia is a small disputed state off the Black Sea. It's been over two decades since the war with Georgia, but the region is still recovering. It's here that SOAR International is reaching out with hope. Joanna Mangione says that along with the incredible unemployment rate, there's this.
30% of the kids who are born in Abkhazia are disabled, but this percentage being so high leaves a huge need out there because they don't have government assistance.
Next week, SOAR's local church partners are running their first of two annual camps. This one is for children with disabilities and their families, and it addresses a few layers of need. To learn how to pray and give in support of these camps, just head to missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Transworld Radio is offering a free booklet called Stories of Hope that lets you glimpse inside lives transformed by God's fingerprints. Get yours at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.